Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Before we dive in, let's define some keywords. Digital detox. It is a break from all digital devices to refresh the mind, often aimed at reducing stress and improves focus. Wi-Fi withdrawal. The feeling of discomfort or anxiety when suddenly losing internet access, leading to repeated attempts to reconnect. Analog life. Living without digital tools, relying on traditional methods such as books, paper, and face-to-face communication. Phantom vibration syndrome, the sensation that your phone is vibrating when it actually isn't, often caused by habitual phone use. The productivity paradox, the idea that while technology is meant to improve productivity, excessive use can actually reduce efficiency. Offline socialization, engaging with people in person rather than through digital communication. Doom scrolling, the habit of continuously scrolling through negative news or social media, which can lead to stress and anxiety. Bandwidth, the capacity for data transmission over an internet connection, also metaphorically used to describe a person's mental or emotional capacity. Digital nomad, someone who works remotely while traveling, relying on internet access for professional tasks. All right, that's it. You wake up, yawn, reach for your phone, and wait. No notifications, no Wi-Fi, no TikTok. Is this a nightmare? No. This is real life without the internet. You press every button like a medieval wizard, trying to bring fire from stone. Your router flashing red, like it's dying. Your phone, useless glass brick. Your brain screaming, "What do I ever do now?" Yes, internet withdrawal is a real thing. When people lose connection, the brain reacts as if it lost something vital, something important, like food, coffee, or dignity. Researchers cut students off from the internet for a week. Here is what happened. Day one, chaos. One student tried to log into his printer. Day three, a girl stared at a microwave, hoping it would show the weather. Day seven, one guy wrote a poem about bread. A digital panic is not a bug. It is a feature of your brain after 10,000 of hours of swiping. Let's talk about grief. Not the someone died kind, the no internet kind. The emotional collapse is almost identical. This is what you go through when you lose the internet. Stage one, denial. It'll come back. I just need to restart the router, or the phone, or the entire house. Stage two, anger. How dare you, internet? I had memes to post. Stage three, bargaining. Dear neighbor, I don't know you, but I need your Wi-Fi password. Please, I'll bake you a banana bread. I will do anything you ask. Stage four, depression. Without memes, without the internet, am I even funny anymore? Stage five, acceptance. Maybe I will just exist, like go outside or something. These stages are real. And the people tend to exhibit them when they lose the internet or something important to them. Now, we didn't always have the internet, right? Let's return to the ancient ones. Welcome to the past, where humans survived with no Wi-Fi, no smartphones, and no playlists. How did they live? What did they do all day? First, they had a lot of books. Trees died so that you could read Pride and Prejudice. Back in the days, they just had letters instead of texting, but it took like 3 days to send a letter from one place to another. And good luck sending a letter from Morocco to Asia. That probably will take months. Board games. People used to sit all day playing roll dice or poker or anything that consumed a lot of their time. Now, they didn't have any manual or a YouTube tutorial to know how to cook. They would just guess, so the recipes were mostly guessing or memorized. And they used to talk to people a lot. not like us, we just talk to people on virtually, but for them, they used to go out a lot because that's the only thing they could do. Houses back then were particularly boring, so basically there is nothing to do at home. Let's talk about the thought prison experiment. Participants had to sit alone with no phone. Some literally choose to shock themselves instead of being bored. Humans would rather be electrocuted than face their own thoughts. Let that sink in. When you don't use the internet, you'll have some surprising psychological benefits. First, less anxiety. No doom scrolling the news. More focus. Your attention span stops acting like a goldfish. More creativity. You remember how to imagine things. Better memory. Your brain starts storing things again, like how to spell Wednesday. You would be surprised the power your brain can unlock without the internet. There is this 27-hour cleanse study that showed that people, if unplugged for 3 days, they sleep better, they get more things done. One person even started a novel called The Man Who Lost His Wi-Fi. You see, people can be creative if they unplug. Social media contribute to this brain rot a lot. Social media is like a slot machine. You get likes, brain happy. You get nothing, brain sad. No internet, no roller coaster. Your brain takes a breather. You're not addicted to your phone. You're addicted to the dopamine hits from strangers liking your pictures. Let's go full apocalypse. No internet for a year, civilization collapses, right? Or maybe not. If that happens, bookstores make a comeback. Suddenly you're browsing paperbacks again like it's the 19th century. First, landline phones return, and you have to bear the weird sound ringing again. Paper maps returns as well. Instead of using your GPS or your autopilot that can take you anywhere, now you'll have to navigate the map. TV schedules change. You can't just binge anymore. You must wait for your favorite show to air. Now, let's hear from you, brave listener. Would people get smarter without Google? Would parks become cool again? Would kids learn patience? How long would you survive without the internet? 10 minutes? A day? A week? Or even more? Let me know your thoughts in the comment. Next time your Wi-Fi dies, take a deep breath, step outside, and remember, people used to live like this. They weren't okay, but they lived. That's it for today, everybody. See you next time. Bye.